This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's the big idea?
When you're late for the breaks, we just gotta go.
This is not a break. This is the beginning of another hour of conversation. The benefits of laughter pronounced with all of us presenting certain... I feel like I'm in an echo chamber.
You are, actually. You're hanging out with all of us in the echo chamber.
No, seriously. I feel like maybe it's because as I take the house apart, everything's out of the studio. And it sounds like it's very hollow. Does it sound that way to you, Richie?
No, it sounds good on this end.
Sounds fine.
Sounds good.
Just must be in your head.
It sounds fine.
Cavernous area inside your brain.
So see, we all have, there's a little bit of laughter there. We have a lot, when there's laughter in the air, and I certainly need plenty of it this week, I appreciate the support. This is a very emotional, it's really interesting, because I'm more emotional moving out of this place. This year has been the year of my move. I moved out of my 38-year home, the farm where my family grew up, and I went, maybe because I just went next door, it didn't affect me, but leaving the house, you know, that last time. I mean, anybody who's ever moved, and most people have moved at some point in their lives, when you go through the house for the last time, you make that last sweep. Have you ever, Jennifer, you probably haven't really done that.
Not completely. I mean, when I bought my house, leaving my mom's house was really, that was tough. Only because, you know, my parents split up. I mean, my mom and I were on our own from the time I was in, like, the first grade.
Yeah.
And so we had this really unique relationship that, you know, we were so close. And then to leave that house, while it was kind of rewarding because you're moving on and you're, like, leaving the nest, it was sad. That was a hard one for me, I think. Mm-hmm. That was probably the hardest.
Yeah. How about you, Victoria? Moving for you.
I've moved a lot. I've had probably 9 apartments in 10 years in New York City, which is not that uncommon. But I've always moved on my own volition, so I haven't had that sort of sadness, except when my parents sold the house that I grew up in. I was away when they sold it. It was a very quick sale, and I didn't get to say goodbye to the house, which, in hindsight, was probably a good thing, because I would have chained myself to the front door. So it would have been really, really bad.
I mean, Tom, Richie, in your moving, the last sweep, so this is the house you live in now, excuse me, is the house where your children have been introduced to the world. You've lived there as long as you've been married.
Almost about 14 years now, and we have actually talked about buying another house, and the kids will have none of it.
Really?
Even if they were to stay in the same school and be basically a mile away, the kids will have none of it. And I'm like, but dude, I need a bigger garage.
And a guest house for my friend Jen to come back.
Exactly. But, you know.
Well, why would you let your children control your decision?
Children. No, just because they have none of it. Doesn't mean I'm not going to do it. I would certainly make sure that they are in the same school, and you know, I wouldn't move more than a mile and a half away.
Listen to insensitive Doug over there. Why do you like your kids matter?
No, well, I don't mean it that way. I don't mean for it to sound that way, but I think the adults make the decisions.
But you know what's funny, Doug, is that you know, my daughter's 9, my son is 12. In 5 years, my son will be off to college, and, you know, in 7 or 8 years, my daughter will be off to college.
Thank you.
Why spend any more money on a house for 7 years, 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that goes through. So, you know, but I'm with Victoria moving out of my when my parents sold my childhood home, that was probably the biggest one ever in my lifetime.
I cried like a baby. Really? Oh, my gosh.
Well,
yeah,
because it's everything you know is.
You know, it's so here's how I rub my nose in all of this stuff. The place where I live in Massachusetts, the town I live in, is where I've always lived. The house I grew up in, I drive by every day at least 2, 3, 4 times. The house that I lived in for 38 years, I drive by, and I'm in there often to see the people who are the new owners, because they ask me to do this, that, or the other thing. Can I help do this? Can I help do that? And so, and I'm in the house around the corner. And it feels like I've been there for a long time. I've only been there for, like, what, 6 months?
That's a good sign, though. That means you're settled in.
I am. Yeah. I miss some things.
But your umbilical cord is about, what, 10 feet long?
Well, that's it.
Yeah. Maybe.
He still swims in his old pool.
Do you really?
With soap still. He still takes showers in his pool.
I do want to have a pool in this place. But I was thinking about this place in California. I've owned 4 places I've lived. This is my 23rd, 24th year coming to California for the winter. And my 2 children are both here. And they have enjoyed this house. I have enjoyed this house. I don't like where it is. A very dangerous street. But it's a cute little bungalow. And it's a block from the beach. Megan and Miles and I went down to the beach yesterday, walked around. He got covered with sand. I don't know, aww, some pictures that'll be on Megan's Facebook page. But it was just kind of an awakening how lucky we all have been to be in this circumstance. But I also have in this particular venue the memories we all carry. But I'm sort of talking myself out of it, because I had memories of the home that I lived in for 38 years, and I say this to relate to many of you who have lived in the same home for years and years and years, and you leave it, and you feel like you're leaving something behind. I don't feel like that now with the farm in Massachusetts, but I hear, for whatever the reason, whether it's the presence of Charlotte, my bulldog, who just sort of, she absorbed this place. She gave me, I mean, I can see her climbing up on the couch, or she'll come over, remember, when at the farm in Framingham, she'd sit in the chair and snore, and Jennifer would laugh, but she'd do the same thing here. But there seemed to be a closeness, and Meredith and I had some of our first best experiences here, and that's in my mind. So when you and the children,
but you have the videotape of that, so that'll be okay.
Oh, Jen,
the physical benefits of laughter. Jennifer's going to help us boost our immune system today, lower our stress, decrease the pain that we have, relax your muscles. The benefits of laughter. I just found this online, the joy and zest for life that we proclaim here on DJB. This is why this program is different. And helps, hopefully, even though we're dealing with a lot of reality, there's a reality that maybe enhances our resilience. And so I thank you for helping me through this, because tomorrow when I leave here, it'll be sad.
We're going to get Doug tears on the air.
We've had a lot of ups and downs with the moving and the emotion. I mean, it's so much evil in your life.
This year.
I think I told you that this weekend when we were chatting, Dougie. You have had a really big year selling 2 places and just lots of change. So give yourself some time. Breathe through it.
You know what I think I'll do?
Bigger and better things.
I'm thinking of taking a trip to England, and I'm also going to go into the Zika zone in Miami. I think that would be. Don't you think that'd be a great way for me to spend a weekend? Let's go down to the Zika zone.
Why don't you pick up some Zika first and take it over to England with you?
That's an idea. Here's the governor of Florida, by the way, Rick Scott, says that there is now an expanded Zika zone. So they're spraying, instead of in a 1.5 square mile area, they're spraying in a 4.5 square mile area. So what's that going to do? They're spraying larvicide.
But they've had less cases in the last 45 days.
Right. That's not to speak about how much cancer they're going to have in 35 years from now, having sprayed all these areas. And who knows? Because they don't know. Yeah, the Zika virus causes severe birth defects. Got that. pregnant women, look out. But what nobody knows is what the cost of this spraying, what's the end result going to be for all
so
the people who are...
possibly killing hundreds of people who will buy cancer 30 years from now to save 10 babies.
Yeah. And I think that's the outrageous foolishness of the way some people think. We've got to take care of Zika at any cost. What, are you nuts? Who wants to have, I mean, I certainly don't want to have a baby in that circumstance. Who would want to have a baby in that circumstance?
Good luck for you, probably.
Right, yeah.
Not a word. You know, I thought it was interesting coming back from Maui. I was going through the security line. I was TSA pre-check going back to L.A., and they had signs all over the security area warning about the Zika virus and what you're supposed to do to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of a weird place to have it?
I would have thought.
Well, yeah. Anything, well, yeah, I guess, right? But
is there any concern about it in Hawaii?
I guess so, yeah, because it was in the line there in Maui, yeah.
Really?
What does it say to do? Just spray?
How do those mosquitoes
spray and use condoms?
How do they fly that far? That's a long flight from Miami to Honolulu. That's a long flight, man.
Boy,
they have some kind
tired.
Of strong mosquitoes to make it that far. Yes. All right, so this is the silliness of it all. Okay, Richie, would you like me to take a time out?
Sir, could you take some sports, please?
Yes, I'll be able to do that. And,
thank you.
And then we'll have the good news in the next half hour of this program.
Hello.
It's 18 half the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Instant 2916 exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Once in a generation, a show comes along that defines us. This fall, that show is This Is Us.
36 years ago, you left me at the front door of a fire station. I'm your son.
The Hollywood Reporter calls This Is Us fall's most anticipated series. E.T. on 9 raves, you'll fall head over heels in love.
This is the biggest moment of your life.
From the writer and directors of Crazy Stupid Love, This Is Us premieres tonight after The Voice on NBC.
Here's an announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you miss the deadline. That's right. Don't worry if you miss the deadline for open enrollment. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need. The Health Advisor toll-free helpline has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or anyone who just needs a better plan or a lower price. Did you miss the Obamacare deadline? Have a baby? Get married? Or get dropped from your plan? Don't worry. Plans are available now, and in just minutes, we'll help you find the right plan that's best for you and your budget. Call the Health Advisor helpline right now at 800-951-6921. The call is 100% free and the help is real. You can finally get health insurance that's right for you, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. But hurry and get covered before it's too late. Call 800-951-6921 now to find the best plan at the lowest price. Call 800-951-6921. That's 800-951-6921. 800-951-6921.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Is this good news? What are we doing here? This is like a cacophony of sound. Nobody knows what we're doing.
This is going to be to cheer you up. This
this
the
is
song
to cheer you up? Okay.
That will cheer
Dan
you up.
The man. And it is. Thank you.
Make sure you close your bathrobe before you start dancing.
Let me get my underpants out. It's all right. I packed already my bathrobe. What side of the road? 5 feet 4 inches tall. Man, this guy.
You're a little taller than that, Dougie.
I am. Thank you very much. Little darlings, come with me. Your old Uncle Dougie. 21 past.
Power Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a Pro-Pure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized Pro-Pure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Practicing my piano. Yeah, right? Oh, she was.
Into Clara.
Okay. This is a song called Go For It, right?
Yes.
Performed on the Today Show last week.
He went for it.
The internet blew up. He didn't look too good, apparently, and he seemed to be acting peculiarly, is that a word? He was acting in a peculiar fashion. And then he got bullied, and he cried about it?
Okay. But before you get to the story, before we lose this, this doesn't sound any worse than any of the other crap. Can we say that? The other stuff that's played on the radio. I mean, maybe I didn't see the performance, so maybe he looked awkward. But this isn't, I mean, it's not great, but it's not any worse than the other stuff we hear.
Yeah, I didn't think it justified all of the online bullying that he got from it.
What was the point? I mean, so it was
kind
a song that he was performing?
Yeah.
Well, he's a
he has a new album.
Here's
weird the deal.
Corey. He and Corey Haim, the two of them, were a couple of drug out kids in there.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Well, it's such a crush on Corey Haim. Oh, I loved him. License to Drive. Oh, yes, please.
Well, Corey Feldman has a new album out. Somehow he got onto the Today Show with his new band, and they're these sort of playboy-looking girls dressed as angels, and that's his band. And so he has a double CD. One CD is dedicated to Corey Haim. The other is dedicated to Michael Jackson. So he sort of did some awkward Michael Jackson-esque moves that just didn't really pan out for him.
Mm-hmm.
And the song, I mean, it's not great. It's like Jen said, it's not the worst thing that's ever happened. But I don't know. I don't know that he should have gotten online bullied. But the Today Show invited him back. Billy Bush felt really bad about the whole thing, so they invited him back to do another performance.
Did he look the same when he came back?
He hasn't come back yet. That's the latest. They just invited him back yesterday.
All right.
So what you're saying is this worked out well for him, because now he's going to be on the Today Show twice.
In a sense. I don't know how many people are going to buy this album, though.
I don't think I'll be standing in line to buy it, but that's just me. Here is Bette Midler and a...
What would you ever hear Corey Feldman and
Bette
Midler?
Yeah, going back. Yeah, exactly.
Only on DJV.
Bette Midler is going back to Broadway to be in Hello, Dolly. Ticket sales totaling $9 million just over the weekend. The revival broke the record for the best first day of sales in the history of Broadway. So this is something really to be talking about. The tremendous response from Hello, Dolly ticket buyers. The Schubert Theater folks say the combination of the show and Bette Midler has proven irresistible. I'd like to actually go see it. I'd take somebody to go see this. This would be kind of fun.
You'll take me? You said you'd take somebody, so I'll go.
Yeah. So
there's good music in Hello, Dolly. No one's done it in so long. In 1964, it won the Tony Award for Best Musical.
Did Barbara Streisand do it first?
I don't think so. In 1964?
Hello, Dolly and Barbara Streisand are a name and two names that go together, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm Googling that because I do not know.
That's a good idea. Yes. And Louis Armstrong also is associated with it in some way. I'm just thinking of all of the versions of Hello, Dolly that I can think of in my mind.
You are correct. She did the movie version in 1969.
Good job, Dougie.
Okay. I thought I remember that. Yeah, my mind hasn't gone soft yet, but you guys are hanging around waiting for it to go there, so get a long
what?
Wait. You got a long wait. All right,
Morbid
so anyway.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Right, yeah, get at least till Friday. So this looks like it would be kind of cool, though, actually. It would be nice.
Yeah, Bette Midler is such a big presence on stage.
Yeah.
She's great.
Fabulous. I never forget her the last night of The Tonight Show singing to Johnny Carson. It was fabulous. 28 minutes after the hour here, DJV on the air.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years and years ago, when substitute teachers were out of school, I would be called to come in what was called a sub-enrichment program. In other words, educating young kids in elementary school and junior high school about proper care, basic care of animals. And it really worked well. A lot of it sparked interest in the children that decided later on to get involved with animals as a career. But more important than that, you know, you never can change an adult's mind about spaying and neutering or proper training. But if we can educate the children about animal abuse, if we can let them know that animals have feelings and emotions just like we do, we can make all the difference in the world. That's why I'm such an advocate of humane societies and rescues around the country that send people into the school districts, into the Boy Scouts, into the Girl Scouts, educating them on proper pet care. Because as they get older, they're going to encounter certain situations where a dog or a cat or another animal may be involved, and that knowledge they were taught early on is going to make all the difference in the world between a good pet guardian and one that may not be so good. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-315-7780. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. pregnancy. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Doug Steffen, it's Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. Richard McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. There's a video making the rounds on Facebook of a paralyzed Army veteran that was at a football game, and he got up. He's walking. I'm watching the video now. Walking with crutches. His name is Sergeant Dan Rose, paralyzed while searching for bombs in Afghanistan. He This is being put up as a counter to Copernicus. And so when people who see Copernicus, and then there was this, I didn't even get the follow-up on, not only are there
Can we talk about this for a second?
Which one?
What are you talking about, Copernicus?
Copernicus is
Kaepernick.
You mean Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, right. I refer to him as Copernicus.
Just checking.
Yeah. Anyway, so here's the thing that is, I guess, troubling, depending on your point of view. It's good because we can we have freedom of speech here. People declare themselves as they wish, and we can criticize them as we wish. So I've made fun of Copernicus. But and then sort of there have been a number of other players who have gone down on the knees when the national anthem plays, and that's okay. And now the fist is going up. And I don't know that I think that's it's okay because it's an expression, but doesn't that represent something different? Isn't there something that is more defiant sort of in the black fist, or is that just me?
What's the Malcolm X?
Yeah.
The black fist.
Okay. So is that just another freedom of expression sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Why does it bother me?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it might be a generational thing because,
a little uncomfortable here.
Yeah. Well, I meant it to be uncomfortable. That's why I want people to be uncomfortable thinking about it. Because sometimes I think we all need to be uncomfortable thinking about stuff. It's in the black fist makes me uncomfortable. Going down on the knees doesn't. Black fist does.
The black fist means it meant something. You probably saw some stuff go down, before.
Right.
You know,
it means something. It's a generational thing.
I mean, to me, the black fist is not anything that honestly, the first thing that comes to mind is Howard Stern, because he took it and made it his own logo. So, that's what I think of, and I think it's kind of funny in that sense. So, I don't find it amusing.
I don't think it's fine. The black fist, the kneeling, the whatever you're doing. I mean, come on. You are making $1 billion a year. Why not use your position of power for good? I understand that you want to have a protest.
How do you know that's not good? It's good for some people consider it good.
They do think it is doing good.
Don't you think that the messaging could be it could be positive? I mean, maybe I'm just too much of a Doris do-gooder here, but I'm telling you right now, sitting there on one knee is not necessarily inspiring a movement other than people just wanting to do the same thing behind you. The true way to empower neighborhoods that need that is to go out into those communities, maybe donate some of your vast salary back into those communities, and then maybe go out and talk about messages of hope. I mean, we have so many things that we can focus on that have been good for the African-American community. The first black president, you've got cities that are run by African-Americans, you have pop stars, you have football stars, you have movie stars,
why are we separating them out, though? The problem is they separate themselves out. Yes, they do.
I mean, if you want to do this kind of stuff, put your money where your mouth is and start empowering the communities instead of just standing there with your fist in the air. Get out and do something.
No, I agree totally that there needs to be more action, and I'm not one to just, I don't like people who just complain about a problem. I like to fix it. Fix the problem. But I don't know that, and again, on Twitter right now, it's trending. Another black guy was shot yesterday and killed in Oklahoma. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I understand the anger that's coming from the black community, because this is crazy. We managed to take down a terrorist yesterday. He was only shot in the shoulder and the leg. And, but yet we can't get a black guy to live through a traffic stop. I mean, it's crazy. It really is.
That was something that it depends on who. I had this conversation earlier. As a matter of fact, Richie said as soon as he saw, he knew where I would go with this, and he was right. If they can shoot a guy in the leg and bring him down and bring him to justice, then why do we not do that with other circumstances?
And you know what? Yeah, and if it's a question of training, then get the police in Linden, New Jersey, who took down those police, or took down the terrorists yesterday.
They were FBI agents, and they wanted to question him.
Then the FBI should start training police how to do that.
They don't need to question. They don't need to question a guy that's pulling a gun on them in a parking lot.
There is no question to be had. I mean, the pressure on these guys to take this terror suspect alive was immense. They had to question him. They had to know if there was questions. You don't think if they didn't, they would have just gotten rid of him? I mean, now they're going to have to give this guy three squares and keep him locked up because he tried to put all this harm on the country. They're going to have to take care of him now, and it's kind of ridiculous. Of course they would have rather gotten rid of him, but they needed to question him. With these other traffic stops, there's no time for conversation when you have someone coming at you with a gun.
It's the difference of shooting for survival.
This guy didn't have a gun.
Versus shooting to get more information.
This guy didn't have a gun.
A large threat.
This guy did not have a gun.
Right.
So why did he get shot? Why did he get shot if you didn't have a gun?
The guy didn't have a gun in Tulsa the other day?
Yeah. No gun, no knife.
Right, good question.
So we have to learn about it. I mean, that's the thing. We have to learn about the circumstances. I don't know the answer.
I'm asking the question.
Looking at the cases of the past, I mean, we don't know yet about this one.
There are a lot of people that have been shot who have had weapons and they've displayed the weapons. We can criticize. It's so easy to criticize. And some of the criticism is absolutely justified. And some of it's not because we're not there. We can't see. We can't feel. We can't hear. The videos and stuff, if the police are wearing them or have them in the car, then you get a little better.
Plus, the team sports have just gotten so bad. You know, the police against the other guys. You know, the good against the bad. I mean, now there's just, the more fuel that gets dumped on this fire, I fear that the more of these kind of stops we're going to see, because there's just, obviously, a lot of anxiety on the police force and a lot of anxiety in the black community. There's a lot of anger and frustration going on.
Yeah. And some of it is brought about by the shows on television that portray these things in a simplistic way, frankly. I think that that's part of the problem. Movies, the way that they handle crime and punishment in some of the movies, it's unrealistic. And yet that's what people see. That's what they think.
Oh, making it look easy? You mean?
You think it's easy to be a policeman? For God's sakes.
No.
None of us sitting in this room, this virtual room, would want to be a police officer. None of us would want to be a police officer. And we probably don't know anybody. I had a great friend during my high school years who was on this program for a long time doing what we call Cop's Corner. He was in the military before he got out and went into police work, and he's a very good technical police. He's a very educated guy, and he brought a lot of management to the police force, which is what was needed. And that is what's needed around the country, good management. But it goes back to the same thing that I say all the time. Look at our educational system. Look at all of the entangled web that is how our country is run, the various, how divisive it is with the police, the fire, running your town or your city, the state, the federal government. There is no leadership. We're not training leaders. There are, I get so many different blogs every single day, and most of them are motivational, because I'm interested in either being motivated myself or, more importantly, motivating you. And once in a while, I will take the verbiage from some of these things and I will lay them on you so that you'll have some to think about. We lose our ability to think deeply and sustain our focus because everything is so fast. We got to have 30 seconds of this, bing, bang, boom. You can't have a clip in the news longer than 14 seconds because people lose interest. You can't have a video on the news that's longer than 7 seconds. Shut your damn phone off and shut yourself away from the rest of the world and live inside yourself for a while. And imagine you being a police officer. You can't imagine it unless you've actually done it. I mean, some people say, how do you do what I do? I do it because I've been doing it for a long time and I love what I do. And the good police officers, even though it's dangerous, there's nothing dangerous about doing this except making yourself look like an ass on the air. That's it. That's the only danger here. There's nobody's going to shoot me or shoot Victoria or shoot Jennifer or about Rich. But the idea that these people, not all of them, but some of them really do live in the danger zone. And some of these people, you have to be a little crazy to want to do it. And you got to thank the heavens that there are some people that are crazy enough that do want to do it.
My brother works in the worst neighborhood in Washington, D.C. And the first time I went on a ride along with him there, I had no idea that this type of neighborhood or place even existed in this country. And I grew up here.
I had no idea. Yeah, I remember riding with the police in West Palm Beach. I was doing mornings there. It's like another world.
You can throw a stone across Palm Beach,
where the average home costs $4.5 million.
And the people that live in these neighborhoods, they never leave that neighborhood. That's their whole world.
Yeah. Right.
They don't know anything else.
And that's what I'm getting at with these players that are taking the knee. Go into those communities. Give messages of hope to people that think that they're stuck. You know, I don't know how we're going to improve our police force when we're so hard on them and the scrutiny is so tough.
Some of them deserve it, but for the good cops,
it's really hard to do your job now because no matter what, people are looking at you from all angles. And you know what?
That's
from some angles, what we do. Yeah, that is true. But it was from some angles, things don't always look right, even if they are. And so who is going to become a police officer in the next 10 years? Who's going to want that kind of scrutiny?
Parents are not going to encourage their children.
Yeah.
Unless you live in the Reagan family.
Why put your whole life on the line if your career is going to be over because of some cell phone video?
Nate, my brother still says they're getting plenty of people that are applying, but he says the quality is certainly different.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
Right.
All right, it's 45 past the hour. TV report up next here.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Right. ESPN is going to air a drone race. The series of shows starting in October. Drone racing coverage on ESPN. What are we coming to?
I love it.
You, my favorite kind of racing.
Why?
Because it's first person. They have the cameras right on the drones. These things are doing 150 miles an hour through small holes. There's going to be amazing crashes. And hey,
do you hear what you're just saying? 150 miles an hour through small holes.
And nobody
amazing
all the NASCAR
crashes.
Fans who can't wait to see somebody get obliterated inside one of these cars doing 180 miles an hour. This is your new sport.
This is
nobody
East Coaster NASCAR. Is that what you're saying? So
yes. Exactly.
All right, ratings are in for the Emmys. Not good. This is the lowest ratings for any of these shows. Maybe it's because there are a lot of different choices, and maybe the Jimmy Kimmel is not the public's choice. 26 million people turned into some portion of the telecast, but that's way down from the last couple of years.
Wasn't there people were tired of watching millionaires, rich, spoiled millionaires, pat each other on the back.
I don't know. It's kind of fun to see. I find it entertaining to see some. I like to watch them together, just socially kind of.
The Golden Globes are where it's at because they allow them to have cocktails. Yeah. And so people kind of get a little, you know, they're having fun and they're, it's more fun.
All right, what's on TV tonight, Jen?
Lots of new stuff. I fear it could be the end for Rick Perry on Dancing with the Stars. It is the first elimination show, and he hasn't been so hot, but we'll see. NCIS comes back on CBS. A brand new show called The Bull also premieres on CBS.
Former NCIS man Michael Weatherly. It'll be interesting to see if he can carry that show.
That's right. The big hit of the night, This Is Us. The pilot will air on NBC right after The Voice.
All right, so there it is. Television watching coming back into the focus with the new stuff. 10 before the hour.
We all
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now 53 past the hour, time for our weekly visit to the soup kitchen, Chicken Soup for the Soul, one of the world's favorite, most recognized storytelling systems. Go back 20 years or so ago, the first book came out, and now there are, 250 or more titles, 40 languages. They've sold hundreds of millions of books around our country and around the world. High-quality stories, and that's why I like having Amy Newmark here with us. In a moment, how turning your obligation into volunteering can change everything. There's a new book, another Chicken Soup for the Soul book coming out next month called Simply Happy. We'll extrapolate some info from that in just a moment here.
Once in a generation, a show comes along that defines us. This fall, that show is This Is Us.
36 years ago, you left me at the front door of a fire station. I'm your son.
The Hollywood Reporter calls This Is Us fall's most anticipated series. E.T. on 9 raves, you'll fall head over heels in love.
This is the biggest moment of your life.
From the writer and directors of Crazy Stupid Love, This Is Us premieres tonight after The Voice on NBC.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1083 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-1083. 800-300-1083.
55 past the hour, Amy Newmark joins us, best-selling author, editor-in-chief of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And this one is something that's sort of out of the Doug Steffen playbook, Amy. Turning to volunteering, changing how you look at life. I was talking to my daughter yesterday, who volunteers at one of the high schools here in Los Angeles to help youngsters who are not able to write well using whatever system they're using at the high school. So she's teaching them. And she talks, her face lights up when she talks about it. And I think that happens to a lot of people who volunteer. And that's, I think, the essence of the message here, isn't it?
Yeah, and what's really cool is that I noticed editing all these Chicken Soup for the Soul stories how good it makes people feel to do the volunteering. Probably they feel even better than the beneficiaries. And then I realized there are a lot of things that we do in our lives, things that really feel like obligations, that are actually volunteering, but we don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what happened one day. I was talking to my friend Karen. She had an unwanted obligation. She and her husband, kind of by accident, had fallen into having to take care of an elderly lady who didn't have a family to help her.
Mm.
And I was talking to my friend one day, and she said, I got to drive 2 hours, take care of this lady again. And I said, Karen, do you do any volunteering? She said, no, I'd like to, but I don't have any time. I have to take care of this old lady. I said, Karen,
hello.
This is your volunteering.
Knock, knock, anybody there?
And she said, oh, and then she told her husband that night, honey, this is our volunteering. She called me back the next day, and she said, this changes everything for us. And for the next 6 months, she continued caring for this old lady. And she said that it was fine. Yeah, they had to drive 2 hours in each direction in California traffic. But now that it was volunteering, it was okay they were doing it. And here's the funny kicker at the end. When the old lady died, and boy, had she been grumpy and curmudgeonly, she left them $500,000.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. Jeez, cha-ching.
And one of the things that's the strangest about this story is they drove 2 hours in California traffic, and the lady lived across the street from them.
Exactly.
So, you see what kind of a sacrifice it was to do that. But seriously, sacrificing and volunteering are not the same. Oftentimes people think they are, and there may be a sacrificial component to volunteering, but there are all kinds of things that you can do. And the advice probably, Amy, that you'd give would be the same advice that I might and others. Find something that you like. Find in your hobby. You know, a lot of people give time to their church because they love the church. Okay, that's well. Or to a school. Or to I give some time to help kids learn how to raise animals, the 4-H, as I can. That sort of thing. But we all have an expertise. We all have something. And we all have time. You have time. You waste time. How much time a day do you waste? Think about it. And then think what you could do that was constructive with that time. And then you'll come around to the same thought that Amy has here. This from the new book that comes out in October called Simply Happy. Yet another new Chicken Soup for the Soul book you can use for a Christmas present. You can check all this stuff out. Podcast galore at DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.org, Stitcher Radio, GCN, TuneIn Radio. Thanks a lot. Good to have you here as usual, Amy.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.